in that first stretch because they like the last third of the team better. So they don't really hang on here much anyways.
Usually there's a nice little like kind of pathway over here that we're walking along.
Yeah. But it opens up.
Streamwalking is, it's literally going to any stream, which a stream is defined as any moving, flowing body of water, it's a river or a creek, going to a stream and walking along its banks or in the stream and counting the fish that are present in this case, Pacific salmon.
All the morts and all the live fish.
Do you want me to count live fish this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll switch off and one rotation, a person will count chums, the other one will count things, and then switch off.
Tell us what we're looking at.
There's a group of about 8 chums. They're paired off right now, so they're spawning in the gravel. And then there's another one holding in a big pool, and a couple actually. Yeah, we're on top of a big, they call it large woody debris. And there's deep pool beneath, so those are good hiding spots for them to hold. The chums we're seeing are fairly big. I'd say they're at least 15 pounds, and they've got colorful markings on their body, so kind of like stripes. And they call the common name for the chums are the dog salmon, so the males will have big canine jaws, and they'll be like more elongated, whereas the females are a little bit more rounded. Yeah, so there's a female and a male that are paired off just ahead, and the female will deposit the eggs and the male will fertilize it, and they'll dig up the beds, the spawning beds for the eggs to incubate in.
It's really easy to become immersed in the environment when you're walking in a stream and you've gotten in pretty far. A lot of these systems in this area are quite remote. You're in total seclusion. The only other person that's around is your streamwalking partner. And you kind of get into a groove with that person and work well together. You know that one of you is good at counting sort of the deep pools, and one of you is good at looking through glare, and you choose which side of the stream you're on based on those things. It's really intimate with the environment because you're getting deeper into areas that fewer and fewer people see.
Yeah, usually we'll have, when you do counts, we'll have one person on each side of the bank to get different vantage points and cover the whole area. And so, and then we'll communicate back and forth. How many do you see over there? And then, you know, come up with a number and click. Yeah, they usually peak around this time. Second and third week of October, I would say, is when the population peaks. And then it tapers out in November, and by, I say, the first week of November, that's it. We're done.
People who straight walk do it because they love being outside and they love seeing that kind of system in action, but they're also there because they have a passion for knowing what's going on with that system in a quantifiable way.
And water temperature is 9.5.
What are you measuring?
Measuring water temperature, air temperature, and then MJ just did the pH.
Yeah, we had a fancy unit, but it broke down, so.
So going old school.
Yeah, old school. It's not as accurate, but what's the old school?
Like MJ's kit looks like something from like high school chemistry.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of curiosity involved in the scientific process when it comes to field work. When you see fish in a river, you're stoked to see them, and you're like, man, I hope they're doing okay. How can I find out? Well, I guess I'll have to count them. And I guess I'll have to figure out, look at other parameters like the pH and temperature of this water. It's kind of like when you're in a relationship with someone and they're upset and you're trying to figure out what's going on with them and you're asking questions. They're not being all that clear, and so you have to ask a bunch of different questions. And when you're trying to figure out whether or not fish are healthy, you can't just ask the fish because they're just not going to tell you. So you have to ask a bunch of different questions related to their health and hope that all those answers will inform the one question that you have, which is, are they doing okay? Before we do any stream walk, we generally do a 20-minute estuary survey as well to count the other wildlife that is using that estuary, whether it's bears or eagles or other animals that feed on salmon in this case. It's a good indicator of how healthy a system is if there's lots of wildlife using it as well.
There's a coho population too. A couple sockeye every year. There's like a big, you know, they all moved in, I guess, late August, beginning of September. And now they're like almost finished spawning. So, they've all been, even the carcasses, like there's no whole carcasses. It's all like parts because everything's been eaten. So there's like not enough for for the bears, probably, you know? Very majestic. It's very dark. There's trees that don't have any foliage. You'd never think that there would be fish here if you were just an outsider, and then the fact that they're all hiding there is, you know, it's just very amazing.
Lots of cedar and hemlock needles litter the forest floor. It's quite mossy. The stream itself is quite dark. And normally it's fairly narrow and you can just walk right along the banks and peek in through like little parts in the salal bushes. But today it's quite wide with the rains.
I think Echo Bay is a really cool community in that people are talking about whether or not they've seen bears or deer or salmon and other fish, herring. What's the rockfish jigging like? How many sporties are out catching all the fish? People are concerned with the resources in the area, but they're not concerned with them from an extractive sense. They're concerned with them in an ecosystem's functioning sense. I think that it's important for not only professionals to streamwalk, but also for citizens in any given area to streamwalk. That way they have an understanding, or at least a window into the health of their area. And that way, if something goes wrong and numbers change suddenly, no one can really refute that.
Alyssa counted 80. Yeah.
Fresh ones?
A few fresh ones, but
mostly old.
Yeah.
See any bears?
No bears. Some fresh scat with berries in it. Lots of eagles.